This is KUNC. I'm Jackie Fortier. Congress has until Friday to wrap up work on the budget before the current stopgap funding measure expires. In addition to taxes and highway funding, lawmakers will also have to deal with school meal programs. As KUNC's Aaron O'Toole reports, new, more stringent nutrition guidelines have generated some pushback.
The idea of healthy school meals isn't in itself controversial, but critics say the USDA nutritional guidelines are too rigid and have driven up food waste and costs while participation in the program has declined.
We don't want standards that are so rigid that students no longer want to eat school lunch.
Diane Pratt-Hevner is with the School Nutrition Association, a national organization that advocates for healthier school meals. But the group is asking for some flexibility.
Our organization supports calorie cap, limits on trans fat and saturated fat, mandates to offer more fruits and vegetables, but we're just asking for some minor adjustments.
Those adjustments include removing a 2010 requirement that students take a fresh fruit or vegetable, instead making that optional. Pratt-Hevner says that mandate, along with strict limits on the amount of sugar, fat, and sodium in foods, have been counterproductive. But one school district in northern Colorado is making it work. To understand how the process of preparing school meals has changed under the new guidelines, I visited the Central Production Kitchen for Greeley Evans District 6.
We want our students to have entrees that are crafted from great ingredients that will really help them focus and learn in the classroom throughout the day.
Jeremy West is Director of Nutrition Services for the district. For the past 4 years, he's led the effort to transform their program into a primarily cooked-from-scratch program. About 75% of the meals now served to District 6 students are made this way. As he shows me around, he's visibly proud of the renovated kitchen facility. Gleaming stainless steel counters are piled with bright red tomatoes and yellow onions. No sign of the bored-looking lunch lady some of us may remember from back in the day.
We employ three chefs, an executive chef, a chef de cuisine, and a sous chef that really lead the charge, along with a team of about 12 others who really focus on producing a made-from-scratch entree that's offered in all schools at all levels. And we also service all of the charter schools in Greeley as well.
My name's Kayleen Purcell. I'm making Shirazi salad.
What goes in that? This looks amazing.
I've got cucumbers, red onions, tomato, parsley, lemon juice, oil, and some seasonings.
Other dishes like lasagna, burritos, roasted chicken, and mashed Colorado Redskin potatoes are prepared and sent out in refrigerated trucks to individual schools where the cooking's finished. Now, West makes all this work with only $1.50 to spend per meal from the federal government, plus an additional 6 cents the government tax on when a district's menus comply with the new standards.
It is a balancing act, so as we invest in better ingredients, we just have to balance that with other entree items that are maybe less expensive to produce. We're trying to buy local as much as possible when possible, and that helps us with our nutrient value and sometimes with costs. That helps drive costs down.
But not every school is managing as well as District 6. And that's why the School Nutrition Association wants change, according to spokesperson Diane Pratt-Hevner.
They want to be offering the healthiest, most appealing, nutritious meal that they can. But, right now, facing higher costs and less revenue due to declining student participation, we've got the majority of schools reporting to us that they're having to take steps to offset financial losses.
Advocates of the strict nutrition standards, including Democratic Representative Jared Polis, see the fight over the guidelines as Washington politics.
There's a deliberate effort to water down the nutrition standards, and we've had some hearings about this, and I worry that some of the members of Congress reacting to lobbyists from the processed food industry are going to attempt to water down some of the nutritional standards at the time when I think we should be improving them.
For his part, Jeremy West says the USDA guidelines have mostly been good for his students in District 6.
It's important work, and it's really about educating the whole child. And if we do a great job with literacy and with math, but if we're ignoring the other aspects of education, including healthy eating and active living, we're not giving our kids the best possible chance of student achievement in the classroom.
The Child Nutrition Reauthorization happens every 5 years. It not only funds the National School Lunch Program, it also finances programs that support pregnant women, infants, and new mothers. For KUNC, I'm Erin O'Toole.